What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today we're going to be touching on a series that is very well known in Japan, but is just now making its English U.S. debut, and that is Don't Call It Mystery. Now, Don't Call It Mystery is published by Seven Seas, and the author is Yumi Tamura, which some of y'all may have heard that name, or at least know of some of her previous works, which probably two of the most well-known series that she worked on in the 90s and early 2000s was, whoops, wrong picture. Definitely not Elden Ring. Basara and Seven Seas. So this series is classified as like a drama mystery josei title, but it is those things. But it's kind of funny that the author herself doesn't really see it as a mystery, because I loved how at the end of volume 2 she made mention that, you know, she's happy to hear that a lot of people are picking up this volume despite having never read any of her previous works. And she was like, maybe it's because it has mystery in the title, even though she doesn't really think of it as a mystery, hence the title, Don't Call It Mystery, which I think is brilliant. Brilliant name for it. But so this series, and like I said, with this one, I'm gonna kind of try to keep this brief, because I do have a bigger, more in-depth discussion planned with a guest in the coming future. But this wouldn't be Daddy's to Talk if I didn't talk about something that I thoroughly enjoyed, because this volume, for as thick as it is, about 380 something pages, it's pretty much kept my attention the whole day, last day and a half, because I picked this up Friday morning, and it is now Saturday afternoon that I'm just now finishing it, because it has some pretty big and meaty chapters. So this series basically follows our main character, Tatanu, who he's a college student who he's just a chill guy. He just loves to enjoy curry, but he is also very observant and seems to constantly find himself in these situations that he needs to puzzle out and think his way out of. I think in the description they kind of use it as kind of like a Sherlock type of mentality he has. And I think that might be one reason why I really like him, because now maybe I don't think I'm as observant as he is, but I do consider myself to be pretty observant of my surroundings, the people that I meet and work with, and my family, my kids, all that stuff. And I think that might be why I enjoy this main character and why I enjoyed reading this so much, because and even just with the presentation of this volume, looking at it now after having finished reading it, there's a lot of like small hints and clues and things just kind of make you ponder along the way, even as you're kind of like first opening it up. Because on the cover of it, and even just like this first page, you know, it says detective and criminal in his hair, and there's also a bunch of like text and stuff in the background that says, you know, like father, key, trouble, lie, and honeybee, bullet train, mother, will, incident, straight hair, garbage can, wedding, left hand. And all of these things, coming back and looking at it in hindsight, were all very key words that came up through various situations and stuff. And so kind of what kicks things off in this is that, and of course there won't be any major spoiler stories for this, I'm going to just mention that now, but I just got to give at least a general description of what's going on, is that things kick off with him getting accused of a murder. You know, somebody's like, hey, we found somebody, you know, somebody said they saw somebody fit your description, kill this person, yada, yada, yada. And so he kind of gets roped into this murder investigation, and he ends up using his observation, listening, and things of that nature to basically kind of help figure out what really happened in the situation. And I'll just say it was beautiful to watch happen. And one thing that I really like is that, like, in all the volumes and stuff in this and all of these chapters within this volume, there's a lot of, like, kind of, I guess, like, self-contained stories or murder cases or mysteries that all kind of, one kind of leads to another in a way. Now, some of them are kind of fully separate, but sometimes it might be a case where, okay, a character that you got introduced to in a section kind of may come back into play later on, or kind of come back up. And I also love how, let me see if I can find it, because mentioning words and stuff, at the end of every chapter, there's kind of like this page with these boxes that kind of highlight a lot of like key words and phrases and thoughts and stuff that kind of came up throughout the chapter. But yeah, so that's kind of like in a basic nutshell what this series kind of is just following Tatanu. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. As he just tries to live a normal life, but like I said, constantly finds himself getting roped into these various situations and then having to help himself and others figure out what's really going on. And it honestly, the other series it kind of reminded me of, but in not in such a joking manner, is the Knives Out TV series that's on Netflix. Because you know, each of those kind of have this assortment of characters that come together, and you try to figure out, like, okay, is there some type of connected thread between all these people in this situation? And, you know, trying to figure out, okay, what really caused the murder or whatever mystery they're trying to solve. And there's always more than meets the eye in there. But there's also like little sprinkles of clues that get led along the way. But yeah, so this one, like I said, it definitely did not disappoint. I'll mention as well, like with the art, it kind of has this nice mixture of, there's some really nice kind of like really beautiful and soft looking panels and stuff like that I really enjoy, that they typically kind of have near the beginning, but then I would say it kind of has like more traditional looking panels and stuff in the regular part of the story. But all in all, like I said, if you enjoy mystery type of series, and like I said, a character that kind of thinks through. Now I will say it is a lot of dialogue, because I was wondering, because I was like, man, I'm like, okay, it is a thick volume. Like I said, it's a 2-in-1 omnibus, but I was like, man, feels like it is taking me a while to get to this one volume, and I was like reading it almost nonstop, felt like, and I'm like, man, I spent a long time in it. I just read one chapter, and then thinking back on it, it's like, okay, now there's a lot of the main character, he talks a lot because, like I said, he is diving into each of the characters involved in whatever mystery or crime or whatever they're trying to figure out. And then, yeah, it's just a lot of dialogue and stuff. But like I said, I love that. I love just getting that very in-depth detail with that stuff. So just kind of know that just going in. But like I said, if you enjoy that kind of almost kind of thriller, but not so much, but like I said, drama mystery of a series, then this is definitely one I would highly recommend. Just showing off another really dope panel and pages that I really enjoyed and stuff. But yeah, so all in all, Don't Call It Mystery, very awesome. And I also kind of want to point out and mention as well that this one is, so don't call it, or don't, yeah, don't call it mystery. The Japanese just do not say mystery. The other kind of interesting thing about this one is that it is one of the last, at least of last year's top 10 best-selling manga, that before now didn't have any type of like English slash US for me. I'm here in the US and Texas presence, but everything else in the top 10 from last year already has, the manga's been out for years for most of them. They've all, pretty much all of them have an anime, except for there was two of them, which was Do Not Say Mystery, this one, and Kingdom. Now, Kingdom does have an anime. They're 4 or 5 seasons in so far, but we still haven't gotten any official English release of the volumes and stuff, whatever. And, you know, that series is, what, 700, 800 chapters, something like that, 700 for sure. And who knows, we might never get it at this point, because, like I said, it's already got freaking 700-something chapters, which is probably like 50, 60 volumes of manga. But yeah, but aside from it, just, you know, just for, and for the audio-only listeners that can't see what I have up on my screen, the top 10 best-selling manga from last year, going from 1 to 10, number 1, Jujutsu Kaisen, 2, Tokyo Revengers, 3, Spy Family, 4, One Piece, 5, My Hero Academia, 6, Kingdom, 7, Blue Lock, 8, Chainsaw Man, 9, Do Not Say Mystery, and 10, Kaiju number 8. And of course, Kaiju number 8 is getting an anime next year in 2024, but yeah, so like I said, it having read it myself now and got my hands on it, I can definitely see why it is a best-selling series in Japan, because I had kind of seen the name floating around like a couple of years ago, maybe. And then especially last year when it started entering into the top 10 sales, I was like, okay, I started seeing it more. But like I said, I didn't know anything too much about it or whatever, but I knew there was a handful of people that I follow. Shout out to Vampy, who runs the Shoujose World account. And of course, Colleen, manga recommendations. You know, both of them I know for sure been riding heavy on this series. And yeah, I'm just glad to see that it's out in the streets now. Or maybe not fully. I happen to get my hands on a copy early, which is why, because I think it's really not coming out to the 30th, which is still a handful of days from now. But I saw people online posting like, yo, I found it out in the wild, and I went to my local Barnes & Noble and I asked them and they had it in the back. So, and that seems to have been the case. So hey, if you see this before release day and you're interested, hey, just go and ask them at the counter. They probably have them already in the back room, just ain't put it out yet and stuff. So but yeah, all in all, like I said, I'm very happy with this read. And like I said, look forward to in the future. I won't give no set time frame because I've got to coordinate schedules and stuff, but there will be more discussion on this, and I look forward to reading more of these volumes. The second omnibus is coming out in August and the third in December, so we'll get a couple more before the year's over, fingers crossed. But all in all, let me know what y'all think. You know, have y'all even heard of this series before you either clicked on this video or you happen to find this podcast out there? If you have, let me know if you've already read it. Did you enjoy it, or did anything I say in this conversation pique your interest and stuff? So yeah, I think that's pretty much all I wanted to touch on. Like I said, I want to try to keep this short. Let me take a look at something really quick. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna leave it there, because like I said, I'm gonna save the deep dive going into actual spoilers of this for that other discussion I have with my future guest. So look forward to that. But as always, thank you so much for watching and or listening. As always, you can find me everywhere at Danny's to Talk. And like I said, let me know what you feel about this series, and let's conversate about it. So as always, I hope y'all have an awesome day and or weekend, and I will catch y'all in the next one. Go read this manga. Peace.